The Green Divas love food. Organic, local, fresh, whole, delicious food. Here now is another Green Diva foodie file.
Oh, it is so much fun to have this incredible foodie dude, green dude foodie guy. Jerry James Stone is an author and chef, and right now his website is Cooking Stoned, which is just funny, all right? It's just funny. And he's a great personality with the most colorful, delicious recipes. I know I have tried some in the past, but I'm looking forward to talking to him a little bit about food for the holidays. Hi, Jerry.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So you mentioned that you had done a free holiday vegetarian vegan cookbook with our friend Ed Begley.
Yeah. I've been friends with Ed for a while. You know, he's extremely active in the sustainable community, and I was over his house, and we were just talking about how difficult it was for people to eat vegan and vegetarian during the holidays.
Yep.
And it's not that it's difficult for us that are vegan or vegetarian. We know what to cook, but
right.
Like, no one really knows what to make for us. You know, that's the problem. And so I wanted to create this book that was sort of that people could share with their friends. And it's called Vegan Survival Guide for the Holidays. and it's, you know, it's really about like creating recipes that that meat eaters can enjoy, people who,
right.
you know, don't necessarily think about that.
Right.
Yeah. So it was a lot of fun.
Well,
isn't it
funny? Yeah. When I went to, last time we saw Ed, we went out to one of his favorite vegan restaurants. Do you live out in near him in L.A. area?
I currently do. Yeah.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Then maybe I'm going to have to visit you too when I go out there in November. Okay. Sideline. But, you know, like I love how people, when you say, like I have some extended family members that I adore, and they're very, very Italian. And you're like, okay, so you're vegetarian, so you eat chicken, right? And you're like, no, I don't eat chicken. It's very hard. Well, you eat fish, right? And I'm like, well, you know. So, yeah, I just like have gotten into the habit of basically bringing a dish that I would enjoy eating and hopefully everybody else will enjoy as well.
Well, you know, I think like in today's age, especially, we have all these different degrees of dietary restrictions, right? There are people who
gluten-free,
people who identify with being a vegetarian, but, you know, still eat fish. And I think that makes it confusing, and I don't ever try to judge anyone based
right.
on what, you know, like do what you do.
Right.
I just try to provide opportunities to explore different eating options. And so the book, you know, that's why we made it free. The book was really about promoting, like, here's some great tasty things that anyone can really create, and hopefully everyone can enjoy them.
Right, exactly. So give us a couple of ideas.
So one of my favorites is I did this roasted Brussels sprout vegan mac and cheese. I just want to plant my face in it every time I look at the photo. It's just, you know, just like, it's so tasty. And I remember my mom had come down to kind of help me with, you know, some of the recipes. I cooked a lot with my mom growing up, and she's, you know, so I got it from my family kind of thing. And I made that recipe over and over, and, you know, as I was testing it, and we sort of were loving every kind of version of it. We lived off pretty much roasted Brussels sprout mac and cheese for a good week.
So tell me, do you make your own nut cheese or vegan cheese, or was it cheese?
No, cheese is my weakness.
Yeah, I discuss this. I'm totally with you. Someone said to me once that they were a cheegan because they eat cheese, and I thought, oh my God, that's hilarious. That's me.
Well, and there's so much truth in that, too, especially when you're kind of initially transitioning from, you know, being a carnivore to being vegetarian.
Right.
It's like any restaurant that you go to, it's like, oh, here's your, like, something with cheese. You know, it's like cheese enchiladas or something. You know, if it's not a portobello mushroom, it's cheese. You know, one of the two. So,
and of course, I've got no excuse because I've been a vegetarian for, like, you know, 30, 40 years, so.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm in the same boat, and not quite that long, but quite a long time, and I still devour cheese like it's going to go away tomorrow.
I go in fits where I'm really good, and I kind of clean up my act, and I'm doing all my – I still make – even though I eat cheese, though, I'm still kind of a crazy, and I make my own cashew milk and cashew cream and stuff, sour cream and stuff, and I still use that. And then I go out, and I'm like, oh, blue cheese? Yes, please.
Well, I do this thing every now and then, and I keep meaning to put it on the blog. I call it sort of kind of vegan, where it's like I will, you know, I'll make maybe a vegan mac and cheese, but I'll toss a little bit of cheese in there, so it's like not totally vegan, but it's a lot less cheese than if you were to like have a real cheese sauce.
Exactly.
And so you kind of get those flavor components, you get that fix. It's like a meth addict. I just need a little bit, right? And so, just something to hold me over.
Yeah,
and,
I totally get it.
Adds that flavor, and you know, I don't feel quite as guilty.
Of course, there are all kinds of studies now showing that there is an addictive component to most cheese. And I can't remember what the name is. It the casein? I can't even pronounce it. But whatever it is, it just bums me out. You know, I just need another 12-step program in my world. You know?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm there.
Please.
Well, I think just you know, food in general has just addictive components, right? We need it, like we need it to survive. And I mean, you sort of see that kind of in, without getting into sort of eating disorders on this call. But
yeah.
You know, you sort of see it in different, there's an emotional component to food, and then there's a community component to food, and it has all these different things. So, yeah.
Well, you know, I am not one of those people that generally eats to survive. It's like I live to eat. I love food. I love food, and it's just not going to go away. So that's okay. You know. I try to make it healthy. So back to the Brussels sprouts. Describe this to me now.
So it's you know, it's a cashew cream based cheese sauce.
Oh, okay.
Using nutritional yeast and you know other components to kind of give that sort of acidity and tang that you get in cheese. And then it's just you know it's really simple. It's just you know the cashew sauce is pretty easy to make, and then it's basically pasta and roasted Brussels sprouts all kind of tossed into a casserole, and then like some breadcrumbs on top, and you bake it, and it's just. It's just delicious.
Yeah, I would be face down in that too. Yeah.
Make sure you don't do it when it first comes out of the oven. It's all hot. But
a little
like
hot.
After that, you know, yeah.
And so, all right. So that sounds awesome. So do you experiment with cashew or nut creams and cheeses?
Yeah, definitely. I often we'll just eat real cheese, but like I do try to kind of force myself to explore those options. My newest thing right now I'm playing with is the bean water, like using the liquid from chickpeas. Not as a cheese component, but maybe there might be an opportunity for that. I haven't quite nailed it just yet, but it's I just sort of love the variety. I mean, that's what it comes down to me. I love variety, and it's more about eating a variety of things because I love to eat.
Yes.
And
yeah.
Anything else.
Well, it's probably somewhat healthy though that way to really explore a variety of things.
It's a lot more interesting.
It sure is. And you know, like never let it be said we are bored with our food for me anyway. So can people still go get this this free book from last year?
Yeah, it's still up there. It's up on my website. So if you go to cookingstone.tv, I believe the URL is a free vegan cookbook. So you can also just Google it. If you Google my name or Ed Bakley and cookbook, it'll probably pop up too. But yeah, it's still there, and you just download it and get cooking. A couple other things that we have in there. I did these bourbon spiced carrots. They're
Ooh.
Glazed, and
Ooh.
They're just, you know, like just a little bit of a bourbon to kind of, you know, add that earthy kind of oak flavor that you get from the spirit.
Or the buzz.
yeah. Not enough to get a buzz. But, you know, there's maple and bourbon. And
oh,
you know,
nice.
They're just delicious. And probably like my favorite recipe, just because I love nut loaves a lot. And
yes.
I did this. I wanted to do one that was a little kind of outside the box. And so I did one that was made with butternut squash.
Ooh.
And it's very delicious, but the best part of it is I did a sriracha cranberry glaze over the top.
Oh, come on.
And I could just bathe in that. I mean, I don't really
yes.
need anything else.
I would find food to put that on other than, you know, I would just like, okay,
oh, yeah.
I want to have the sriracha cranberry glaze, so what can I have on it because I've had enough nut loaf or whatever.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you could use it. I mean, you could use it for burgers. I mean, there's so many different things. You could just, you know, sandwiches, anything. You could, like, smear that on. It was just delicious.
I'll be making that.
I highly recommend it. It's that perfect kind of, like, tangy, spicy.
Speaking of loaves, I've got a couple of different. There's a lentil loaf I like, but my favorite go-to is, like, the Crank's Cookbook. Have you ever that English – there's a old vegetarian restaurant called Crank's in London?
No, I'm not.
It's a classic, but what you know, it's a sort of like a basic nut loaf, and you can really just get creative. Like when I have leftover vegetables, you know, you can kind of chop them up and throw them in. But it's really it's the best. Yeah, I don't think it's vegan. I think there's cheese involved.
Well, yeah. I mean, I would say like my favorite one actually uses ricotta. It's a, and I don't have the recipe for it. It's just vegetarian restaurant in San Francisco that I went to quite often when I was living there, and I could live off this stuff.
Is it still up there, that restaurant? Because I'm going to be in San Francisco just before coming down to San.
It is, and I can never pronounce the name. It's I can just tell you that it's sort of. I mean, the food's great, and it's like right on Market Street. It's really easy to find. You can't.
Oh, I'm going to be staying on Market Street, so that party's.
Yeah, so if you Google vegetarian restaurant, it'll come up, and the food is delicious.
Okay. Cool. See? All right. Well, I'm glad we connected, and I'm hoping that we'll get to talk to you again because there's probably lots more fun we can talk about.
There's always going to be food to talk about.
Always, always. Thank you so much, Jerry, and I'm sure we will post this with a couple of recipes and links to the downloadable free book.
Great. Thank you.
Hope you're hungry. For more easy and delicious recipes and even more foodie information, go to thegreendivas.com. That's THEGreenDivas.com.